Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Parson. And thank you, Speaker Richardson, and members of the Missouri House. And thank you, President Pro Tem Richard, members of the Missouri Senate, Chief Justice Breckinridge, and the judges of the Supreme Court, our state officials, and our honored guests. And thank you to Sheena, my beautiful wife and our First Lady. We meet tonight in the People's Chamber. We meet in the People's Chamber. This is the seat of our republic, where the people's will be done. Many of you have been good keepers of the public trust. Your families have sacrificed so that you can serve the people, and I appreciate you and your families. Yet we also know that too many good, strong public servants have come here only to see the will of the people obstructed and too often corrupted by insiders and by lobbyists. This is a big place with a powerful purpose, and it in the past has too often been consumed by small goals and petty politics. So tonight I come bearing a simple message from the people of Missouri. They want a government that fights for them, and I come as an outsider ready to lead that fight. Thank you. Last week, I signed an executive order banning gifts from lobbyists to state employees of the executive branch. I think that all elected officials should do the same, and I thank Speaker Richardson, President Richard, Senator Kehoe, Representative Searpoy, and other leaders in this room for their commitment to passing a ban on gifts from lobbyists. Thank you. Thank you. In our first executive order, we also slammed shut the revolving door between employees of the governor's office and lobbyists. The people in my office come to work knowing they will never be able to lobby our office. I urge the legislature to do the same. During the campaign, we came up with a simple proposal that the people supported. We said, if you've been in legislative office for 1 year and you decide that you want to become a lobbyist, you have to wait for 1 year. If you've been in office for 2 years, then you have to wait for 2 years, and so on. This is a simple, a sensible proposal, and I'm committed to working with you to close the revolving door. I also call on this legislature to put on the ballot term limits for every statewide office holder. I know that the people of Missouri will vote for term limits, and people are counting on us to put an end to politics as a lifelong profession. This is the people's government, and these basic measures will begin to restore our people's trust in their government. Missourians are a hardworking people. They want good, quality jobs. I remember being out one morning, meeting folks and shaking hands at a diner in Portageville. It was 5 a.m. It was going to be a hot day, but people were up and they were ready to work. In county after county, in Pemiscot County and in Dunklin County and in Mississippi County, I spoke to people who want to work, who want a job, who want to provide for their families. And they are sick of seeing their friends have to get in a truck and drive across state lines for work. But they look over the border and they see opportunity. They see that in Arkansas and in Tennessee, paychecks are getting bigger. They see other Midwestern states like Indiana and Michigan that are leading the nation in new factory job growth. Since 2009, the country has had 10% private sector job growth. If we had grown just as fast as the rest of the country since 2009, we would have 120,000 more jobs here in the state of Missouri. And if income in Missouri had risen at the same rate as the rest of the country, the average Missouri family, the average Missouri family would be making $2,400 more every year. Instead, we've fallen behind. And the people have sent us a message. We must do everything in our power to put people back to work in good, high-paying jobs. And that is why we must join 27 other states and sign Right to Work. That is why. Thank you. That is why we must also do away with expensive project labor agreements that drive up the cost of construction and slow down important projects in our communities. We must repeal our state's version of the Davis-Bacon Act, which drives up the cost of important construction work that needs to get done. It hurts rural workers. It sets back rural families. I've heard from small town mayors and county commissioners who say that they are ready to build to grow, but they need these reforms. And you know what? Our cities, they see the negative impact too. People are tired of losing new jobs to Indianapolis, to Nashville, or Des Moines. We must stay competitive. That's why we will eliminate these ineffective and outdated laws. We will tap into the ingenuity and the hard work of Missourians because Missourians are ready to work. And there's another thing that's holding back jobs. There was a report released about a month ago that looked at every state, every city, and every county in the United States. And that report named St. Louis, Missouri, as the worst judicial hellhole in America. This isn't a pretty picture. Here's what's happening. Out-of-state lawyers are suing businesses on behalf of out-of-state clients in Missouri's courts. We're the place where the nastiest lawyers come to do work so dirty and engage in lawsuits so murky they wouldn't pass muster anywhere else. What does this do? It scares away businesses. It means fewer jobs and smaller paychecks. The companies intimidated by this shady practice, they have customers here. They could make even more money here, but they're afraid to expand their business here. In Missouri, trial lawyers can sue people in the state of Missouri, and because of how broken the system is, if they win just $1 for their clients, they still get paid huge legal fees. For too long in this state, trial lawyers have picked our people's pockets, and it's time to do different. It's time to do different. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, my friends, There are some common sense changes that we can make to fix this. We need, for example, to move to the Daubert standard for expert witness testimony. Right now, our standards are far too low. Right? By moving to the Daubert standard, we'd be adopting the same standards used by the federal government and 39 other states. We need to change our joinder and venue rules to end these out-of-state lawsuits, and we must end frivolous lawsuits by reforming the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act. Our judicial system is broken, and the trial lawyers who have broken it, well, their time is up. Their time is up. The people need us. The people need us to fight for the jobs that lawyers are forcing out of our state. And as governor, I'm not afraid to take on the trial lawyers of either party because I'm here to fight for the people of both parties. Now, another thing that's holding back jobs is burdensome regulations. Burdensome regulations. Last week, I signed an executive order putting a freeze on all new regulations and rulemaking. Let me tell you why. There were two women in Missouri who had grown up braiding the hair of their family and friends, and you know, they figured that they could make a business of it. Then they looked up what they'd need to do to become a hair braider in Missouri, and they were shocked. Missouri's government mandates 1,500 hours of expensive training for a hair braiding license. That's 30 hours per week of training for almost a full year to braid hair. We need to end frivolous regulations like these so that our people can start their own businesses and create jobs. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Over the course of the last 17 years, Missouri has issued over 40,000 pages of new regulations. If you laid those pieces of paper end to end, that would be over 5 miles of new regulations. These regulations and those that come down from Washington, they cost people money. But as any business owner will tell you, there's a hidden cost too. All of this regulation takes the joy out of running a business, running a farm, starting something new. Farmers want to farm, not be lawyers and accountants. Business people want to build great things, not fill out endless paperwork. And there's another problem. Some rules are necessary to protect health and safety. But when government spends time enforcing frivolous regulations, important things like safe water and safe travel don't get the time and attention that they deserve. I've ordered a complete review of every regulation in the state of Missouri. Thank you. We're going to reduce unnecessary and outdated regulations so that we can get back to creating good, high-quality, good-paying jobs. We need an effective government that serves the people and makes it easy to do business. If you want to start or grow a business in Missouri and hire more people with good jobs, I will be your friend and ally, right? And I want the state of Missouri to work for you, to make it easy for you. Right now, getting permits takes too long. It takes too long. People stand in too many lines for too many hours for too many basic services. Now, part of the reason for this is that our government is running on too many outbroken and outdated systems that make it hard to serve the people. Some of our government systems are still programmed using COBOL, a computer language developed in 1959. Okay? Folks, we need a modern government that allows people to do more online instead of waiting in line. Thank you. And we also need to remember that many essential government services, whether it's law enforcement, transportation, or education, they're delivered by people. And we need to support the hardworking employees in our government who do important public service. Now, we have people who you all saw at the State Emergency Management Agency, the Missouri Department of Transportation, the Missouri State Highway Patrol, who worked nonstop from last Wednesday straight through the Chiefs game to make sure that our state weathered this ice storm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, our best state employees are being hurt by a big, bloated bureaucracy. In Indiana, they have 46 state employees for every 10,000 people. In Illinois, they have 47 state employees for every 10,000 people. In Ohio, they have 55. In Missouri, we have 92 employees for every 10,000 people. Because of this, we are 50th out of the 50 states in what we pay our state employees. Now, we need to change that. Our government employees do important work, right? Often really important life-saving work. And we need to reward the greatest in government service with better pay. Now, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now this is how a good business would run. We'd pay and promote our best people and make sure they know they are valued. And we'd have a government focused on doing fewer things, but doing them well. That's how we'll be able to pay our star performers what they deserve. And that's one of the reasons I'm committed to civil service reform, with a focus on making a smaller government that works better for all of our people and will make Missouri a better place to do business. And there's another thing that's holding back our jobs, and that is our burdensome, complex, and unfair tax credit system. Folks, all of you know how to run a family budget. First, you pay down your credit card debt. Then, you put some money away in a rainy day fund. Then, you budget for your most important needs. Our Constitution is wise. It follows the same advice. Our Constitution lays out where our tax money should go. First, it's supposed to pay off the debt. Then, it's supposed to fund our priorities. There's a lot of wisdom there. But unfortunately, the people who get paid first today are insiders and lobbyists who have rigged the system to get special interest tax credits. Insiders are gaming this system. Since 2010, almost $2 billion has been promised to special interests. The people taking the money swore it was going to create jobs, but their performance has not lived up to their promises. If special interest tax credits made for a prosperous economy, Missouri would be thriving. What our people want is a tax structure that is simple, fair to everyone, and low. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But instead, today we have a tax structure that is complex, corrupt, and high. Together, with a team of outsiders and legislators, we're going to do a thorough end-to-end audit of our tax credit system and create a tax code that works not to benefit privileged insiders, but instead is fair to all. And I ask all of you, thank you. I ask all of you to work with me on this. Our state can create more jobs by doing the right thing here. Now, there is another thing that is holding back jobs, and that is our broken welfare system. For almost 10 years, as many of you know, I worked with veterans who'd been let down by the VA. My wife, Sheena, and I, we'd have these strong men and women around our dinner table. And we'd hear over and over again about how the system failed these men and women. When they came back from war, the VA told them, if you're 60% disabled, we'll pay you as if you're 100% disabled as long as you don't work. So what do you think happened? People didn't work. And not having a job sapped their spirits. The government handed them checks and pills, and instead of building new lives here at home, too many got stuck. They became trapped in lives of dependency and depression. They lost their sense of dignity, and what's worse, it also affected their children and their families. Missouri's system of welfare too often does the same thing to our people. We must find a way to reform it and replace it with a system that builds lives of self-reliance and dignity and meaning. Thank you. Thank you. But that's not the system that we have now. That's not the system we have now. Recently, a nonpartisan think tank took a close look at the welfare system in every state. Here's how things work in Missouri. And again, she and I have had these men and women around our dinner table. Let's say in Missouri that you're a single mom. You're working 30 hours a week. You're making $12.25 an hour. You're working as hard as you can. You're taking care of your kid, and you're trying to raise him right. One day, your boss comes to you and offers you a $5 an hour raise. That should add up to about $7,500 to $8,000 a year. But here's what happens in Missouri. If you take the raise, you'd lose over $700 a year in food stamps and $800 in housing subsidies. You lose $4,700 in child care subsidies and $1,200 in the earned income tax credit, and you'd pay an extra $800 in taxes. That $8,000 a year raise costs you $8,200. That hardworking single mom is essentially robbed of her raise. Now, we need to build a system based on two simple principles. Number one, it should always, always, always pay more to work here in the state of Missouri. And number two, if your boss gives you a raise, you should make more money, right? And I will work with all of you to build a system that lifts people out of poverty and into the middle class, one based on hard work and personal responsibility. Now, everywhere I went in the state of Missouri, people talked to me about the need for more jobs and higher pay. They also talked about the need for safer streets. Now, despite the failures of past politicians, the vast majority of the people in this state know, honor, and respect the men and women of law enforcement. Thank you. And I want to say to those men and women of law enforcement, from this podium and from this place, that we thank you and we thank your families who sacrifice every day so that we can be safe. Now, here are the facts. Here are the facts. Three of the most violent 11 cities in America are here in Missouri: St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield. This violence affects far too many families, mine included. And it's not just in the cities. When you talk to sheriffs, chiefs of police, and frontline officers around the state, they'll tell you it's getting harder to do police work. They'll tell you what the FBI has identified, what they call the Ferguson effect. They'll tell you that it's harder to recruit people to become police officers, and the officers who are on the job feel less empowered to proactively police. Now, we are in a tough place in Missouri, and we have to come together. We cannot go forward divided. Thank you. God has not given any of us a monopoly on wisdom, and we have to make an effort to understand. We will work with the law enforcement community, concerned citizens, and clergy to update our peace officer standards and training. We will make sure that all of our officers have the training, resources, and support they need both to protect themselves and to build strong relationships in their communities. Here's what we have to do together. We have to make this the greatest state in America to be a law enforcement officer, firefighter, or first responder. And we need to make this a state where every citizen feels that they too are safe and protected. I want to establish a blue alert system so that we can find and bring to swift justice anyone who assaults a law enforcement officer. And my administration will work with this body to pass the toughest laws in the country for anyone who assaults a peace officer. We also need to make sure that our state highway patrol, that our corrections officers, that they have non-lethal tools like tasers and adequate body armor when they're called to go into harm's way. We also need to stand by our law enforcement officers, our firefighters, and our first responders by aggressively applying for Homeland Security, SAFER, and AFG grants to make sure that they get every federal dollar that they deserve. We have to, and we will, work with the Department of Defense and with our military representatives here at home, including at Fort Leonard Wood, to make sure that our military police officers and military firefighters can much more easily come back home and continue to serve on the streets here in the state of Missouri. Now, we will do these things, but we need all of you to work alongside us to make Missouri safe. And those of us in this room, we have a particular obligation. It is an obligation to hear people who are often unheard, to understand the frustrated, to listen to those who too often do not have a voice. We need a justice system that does justice by all of our people. As a constitutional conservative, I believe, as so many of you do, that the Constitution applies to every citizen. And I believe in the Sixth Amendment, which guarantees the right to a fair trial and adequate legal representation for all. I believe as many of you do, that we must reform our correction system. I believe that our corrections officers, they do hard work. They do it under difficult circumstances. And I am committed to standing by them and to standing up for them in order to protect them. And in fact, in order to protect every citizen in Missouri, we need to find ways to reduce recidivism. If somebody gets out of prison, we want them to go to work. We want them to pay their fair share in taxes. We want them to take care of their kids. We want them to set a good example. And the last thing we want is somebody coming out of prison and committing another crime which hurts another family and starts that same bad cycle all over again. We need to do different. People who are in prison should have a clear plan from the day they enter about what direction their lives will take the day they leave. Now, to tackle this problem, we need to engage groups from across society. Most importantly, our faith community. I have seen that a turn towards faith can actually save lives in prison. And I will welcome our churches and our synagogues into our corrections facilities. These steps are just the beginning. And the path towards safer streets for all is built on a combination. It's built on a combination of support for law enforcement, relationships rooted in understanding, economic and educational opportunity, and a justice system that has the confidence of all of its citizens. Peace is more than the absence of war. And safety and security are more than the absence of violence. Safety and security are built on the basis of understanding. And we in the People's House, we must be examples for making an effort to understand each other and to bring communities together. Now, that understanding, it starts with our young people. And it begins in our homes and in our schools. And I think that we can all agree that we have incredible young people here in the state of Missouri. Right? And yet, we have an education system that ranks near last in every measure that matters. Our people have done their part. Missouri pays about the national average for its education system. Yet even though we spend what the rest of the country spends, we rank 47th in starting teacher pay. We have great teachers, and I believe that our great teachers deserve to be paid more. And let me be perfectly clear, this administration is committed to protecting teacher pensions. Now, what we need to do is to make sure that the money we spend finds its way into the classroom. Over half of Missouri school districts do not offer a single advanced placement class. Over 200 of our 520 school districts did not have a single student in physics. Over 100 did not have a single student enrolled in chemistry. We need to expand course access programs so that every child in Missouri can use technology to get the education that they need. Thank you. We need to make sure that every child in Missouri, especially those kids with special needs, get a fair shot at the American dream. And I will work with you to implement education savings accounts for children with special needs. Education savings accounts are simple. As all of you know, kids with special needs, they have IEPs, individualized education plans. With education savings accounts, parents are able to use their fair share of state education money in a way that fits with their kids' needs. Arizona was the first state in the country to try these accounts, and the program has been a success. Parents are much happier with their children's education, and children are able to get the kind of education that meets their needs. We do best when we put power into the hands of our parents and our teachers at the local level. I believe that special needs families, they know their children best. And it's time we gave control back to those parents to select the best possible education for their children. Look, every kid in the state of Missouri, whether in public school, private school, or homeschool, they deserve a fair shot at the American dream. And these are just a few of the things that we can do to make that happen. Now, what I have outlined tonight are some of the simple and sensible requests that the people have for all of us. And this is how we begin. Not every problem that we're facing in the state of Missouri can be solved in the next week, or the next month, or the next year. But this agenda is a strong and a bold start, and I welcome you to join me in it. Together, we have an opportunity to have a truly historic legislative session. So let's heed the voice of the people. Let's take Missouri in a new direction. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless the people of Missouri. Thank you. Thank you.